Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Pesach Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Tav Tes Zayin. This is, the last Siman in Hilchos Erevin. And tonight we are learning Se'if Beis. This is page 560, Reish Pei Amud Beis. So says the Shulchan, yesterday we were talking about how if you have Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galios or Yom Tov and a Shabbos that are adjacent to one another, they're two separate days, and therefore if you want to make an Erev Tchumen, you got to make a separate Erev Tchumen for the two different days, unless it's Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh, which is a Yom HaRichta, but we spoke about yesterday making one Erev on this side and one Erev on that side, one for one. But you're putting all the Erevin out before Yom Tov even starts. It's just that one is going to be Chal for Yom Tov Rishon, the other one will be Chal for Yom Tov Sheni. Tonight we're going to talk about what if you want in the Erevin for both days in the same direction, in the same place. So they are separate days, so they each need an Erev. So how does that work? So says the Shulchan Aruch, HaMa'ariv L'Shei Yom Tov Shel Galios, O L'Shabbos Yom Tov. If you want to make an Erev for both days of Yom Tov, in Chutz La'aretz, or for a Shabbos and Yom Tov that are adjacent to one another, even though you want the Erev in the exact same place, you want to be able to go to the exact same place on both of the days, you need the Erev to be there on the first night during Ben HaShemashos to be Chal for the first day, and you need it to be there again on the second night during Ben HaShemashos to be Chal for the second day, because they are separate days. Says the Mishabru Yud, that you say explicitly you want this Erev to work for both days. But this is not going to be true when it comes to the two days of Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to Sheyam Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah, as long as the Erev was there at the Ben HaShemashos of the first night, so that works for both days, because it's Yom HaArichta. Masha Ein Kein B'Shal Galios, as opposed to two days of Yantif in Galos, Lo Nitkan Hasheni Rak Mishum Sveka D'Yoma. The second day is only because of Sveka D'Yoma. V'Adin B'Mariv Baragla Ben HaShemashos Yom Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah Kon Hashrisa B'Zel Shnei Yavim. And this is not only when you put out a physical Erev, if it's also, the same would be true if you go and you're just physically present in that place, where you're Kon Hashrisa in that way. If you do it for the first Ben HaShemashos of Rosh Hashanah, you're good for the rest of Rosh Hashanah. Avably shu erev echad. Ratzalom mikol makom lor min daishia erev kaim biyom rishon levad. Given to shtei kedushos, saying even though you want the erev to be in the very same place on day two as it was on day one, it's not good enough that you had it on day one, because day two is a separate day, and you're going to need the erev to be there on day two. So how do you ensure that happens? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Keitzaruo says. So what do you do? Malicho be'erev yom tov be'erev Shabbos. You first bring it out there in Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, wherever it is that you want to be Kona Shvisa, Machshich Halav, stay with it through Ben HaShemashos, V'Noto B'Yado Obalo, Im Hayolel Yom Tov, and if it's Yom Tov, you could bring it back home when you later that night, when you go home to go to sleep, Ulamachar, and then the next day, Malich Halos HaMakom Anich HaShemat Shetech Shach, next afternoon, meaning the first day of Yom Tov, late in the afternoon, bring it back out again, go out there with it, and stay with it, at Shetech Shach. And if that second night is Shabbos, V'Ochlam Hayolel Shabbos, you eat it then if it's Lel Shabbos, because you can't bring it back, you know, carry on Shabbos. O Mavio, Mayolel Yom Tov. And if it's Yom Tov Sheni, so, and it's not Shabbos, so then you could bring it back after it's already been Kona for you in that location on the second Ben HaShemashos. Mipnei Shehen Shtei Kedushos, because these are two separate Kedushos. Ve'enam Kiyom Echad Kedushom Milel Rishon Kona Erev L'Shnei Yamim. It's not considered like one big day where we could say that that the Erev was Kona for you on that first night for both days. Siv katan yud gimel mishbura ketzaruah. So what does one do? Ratzalomar im hu makom shenu mishtamer. Meaning the concern is only if it's a place that's an enu mishtamer, that's not going to, that the food won't be protected. Otherwise, it's simple what you do: put the food out there and leave it there, and it will be there the second night too. But if it's in an unprotected place where it might not be there if you just leave it there, shachosh shemi yovad biyom rishon lekach malicho shem alidei atzma vuadin alidei shliach v'yoshu shemat shachashecha v'achar kach notul beiso. So get it out there the first night, either by yourself or sending a shliach to do that, and then bring it home after the first Ben HaShemashos, and then you got to go bring it out there the second night again. Now, the truth is, you don't really need to bring it out there the second night. You could just go out there the second night, because the second night you could be Kona Shvisa Beraglav. The Beralacha makes this Sa'ara. It's only, you only need to get it out there the second night if you're going to send a shliach. But if you want to be Kona Shvisa Beraglav, just by being sitting there the second night, then you don't need to bring the food out there a second time. Im hayel el yom tov. So if it's if the second night is yom tov, you could bring it back home. Or b'shabbos shasul yisein lebeiso. But on Shabbos where you're not allowed to carry it, yom mukhrach leil machor kadumin am shasul sham liros imeirav kayim v'leishav shamat shachut ukedil kamei. So this is on the first night. If on the first night it was Shabbos, so yom tov fell out on Sunday, so you can't bring it home late Friday night, because you're not allowed to carry it. So the best you could do is hope that it doesn't get stolen and go back late Shabbos afternoon and see if it's still there. And if it's still there, then you can rely on it for Motzai Shabbos going into Sunday. But if it's not there, then you're out of luck. Right? Meaning once the Erev is chal in that second Ben Hashmashos, so then you can eat it whenever you want. The Erev is already chal, so you're ready, you're out of the woods and you're good to go. Now, weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, nechal ha'erev berishon, if the erev got eaten on the first day, so it's no longer there, kana erev l'rishon ve'erev l'sheni. So then you only have an erev for the first day and not for the second day. Erev beraglav berishon, if you were kona shvisa by physically going there on the first day, tzarech la'ariv beraglav b'sheni, then you need to go there again on the second day to make an erev. V'hu she'elich v'yamel bosa makom, it only works if you go and stand in that same place, the actual believer, and you think in your heart, that you plan to be kona shvisa there. Velo yomar klum. Now here's a new wrinkle that we're adding over here. That when you're making an eruv for that second day, but you're going out there on the first day, you have to be very careful about hachana. Anything you do can't look like hachana. So if you're going to say, "Oh, this should be my eruv for tomorrow," well, that's hachana. So you can't say that. You can be there, and by being there, you're kona shvisa. You could bring your food out there, but you can't say, "This is my Eruv, this is my Shvisa." Can't say any of that. You can think it, you can't say it. You're not allowed to do any achana, even with words alone. And then certainly, therefore, you're not allowed to take new food that you haven't used for the Eruv on the first day and now make it your Eruv on the second day. Because in order to do that, you would have to be Korei Shem Eruv. If it was your Erev on the first day already, so you already said, "I want this to be my Erev for both days," so you don't have to make any new declaration. You just need to make sure it's there the second night. But if it's a new a food item that you didn't use the first night, it's going to need to be declared as such. And you can't do that on Yom Tov Rishon, because that's a violation of Hachana. Mishabura Tesayin, Baraglav Basheni, Derev Yom Rishon Sheyev Baraglav Afilum Kiven Sheyol Sheyom Minimol Klal Yom Hasheni. Certainly, by just being there on the first night and having in mind that it should work for both nights doesn't do it, because you need a separate Erev for the second night. If let's say the first night you did nothing to extend your tchum in one direction or the other, you didn't, not with food, not by being there, then on the second night you cannot set up any sort of Erev tchumin, because if you are now allowing yourself to go somewhere on day two that you are not allowed to go on day one, just by virtue of the fact that you are trying to extend where you're allowed to go, that's hachana. Meaning by me bringing food out there and having in mind that it should now extend my tchum in this direction to a space where I'm not allowed to go today, that itself is hachana. But also, you're not allowed to make an eruv on the second day in a different place than it was on the first day, because you're trying to get to places where you weren't allowed to go on the first day. So near kamechanatim yom tov l'shabbos. So that smacks of hachana. V'yesh omrim ta'af beruach acheres yochala ariv beraglav liyom sheni. However, some say that if you're going beraglav, you could even go in a different direction on the second day. V'achshei zar shlo yom marklum. You just need to be careful not to say anything, because saying something is hachana. You just sit there, and sitting there is enough to be kona shvisa without violating achana. Velo yomar klum v'amavar v'amar afilu achi kona shvisa. Now you're not allowed to say anything. If you did say something, you violated achana, but you're kona shvisa. It does work as an eruv. Shum achana miyom tov l'shabbos. They're not allowed to do any sort of achana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. What then in Shnei Yom Tov Shal Gali Yosha Salachim Yom Tov Lechavero? And by the way, the same is true when it comes to Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, and Shnei Yom Tov Shal Gali Yos. You're not allowed to be Mechin from one day of Yom Tov to the next day of Yom Tov. That's why we always say candle lighting is not before, you know, on the second night of Yom Tov, because you can't light candles before, you know, because that's Hachana. You can't set the table before. You can't do anything. That's Hachana for one day of Yom Tov, for the second day of Yom Tov. It's one of the big problems in hotel programs on Pesach. A lot of times the staff needs to get things ready, so they're doing all sorts of hachana from one day to the next. It's the least of the problems. V'kol shkein she'enu yachol, and certainly you're not allowed to. This is going on that you're not allowed to be ma'ariv with new bread that you didn't use the previous day. V'afil b'diavad lo mahanik she'erv b'pas, and it doesn't even work b'diavad kimi she'pam rishon lo erev el b'regel, because on the first night you just were physically there, you didn't use any bread. V'chein mashkasa mechabel kamei d'davka b'osa pasatzim. And if you use bread the first night, now you're using a different loaf of bread the second night, it doesn't even work b'diavad. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, Eruv b'rishon b'machal. If on the first night you made an Eruv with food, on the second night you could be ma'ariv b'raglav. You can go out there and be kona shvisa by being physically present. And if you want to be ma'ariv b'pas on the second night, you want to use bread, then sarich la'ariv. But also pass atzma she'erev babarishon. You need to use the same bread, as we said. She'enu tzarech lomar klum, so that you won't have to say anything. She'kvar kara she'em eruv, because you already called it an eruv the previous day. V'im kenen ameichen klum, and therefore it's not a violation of hachana. Chaf aleph v'im ratzah mishum de baraglav v'enu tzarech lo lomar klum v'en bo mishum hachana. Kanal, when you're going baraglav, it's never a problem because you never have to say anything. If you're not saying anything, then it's not hachana. But also pass she'enu if you were to bring new bread out there, then you would need to be kori shem eruv, and that's a violation of hachana. Atzma uba also makom dafka, and it's only if you're going to the same spot. To be makom acher e efshar la ariv af pa'usa pas. If you're going to a different spot, you're not even allowed to bring the same bread out there. Dekiven she'akra pas mi makomo shalal menas la nicha od be makom azeh nekra menu shem eruv avi kamar pas chadasha. Once you remove the pas from the original location without the intention of bringing it right back to that location, that's considered that the eruv is gone. And therefore, even the same bread is considered to be new bread. She'enu tzarech lomar klum, that you're not going to have to say anything if it's the same bread. Ayin pri megadim, shem tzarech lomar shegam habracha le'erv lo yuchal az levarich. Meaning, not only can't you say this should be an erev, you can't even say a birchsa mitzvah on the erev. Kalidezeh yem min kara hachana, because that makes it very obvious that you're being mechin from one day to the next. So essentially, we dealt with making the same erev for shnei Yom Tov Shel Galios or Yom Tov and Shabbos from two perspectives tonight. First of all, that because they're separate Yom Tovim, you need the Erev to be there during both Bein Hashmashoses, so you need to make sure it's the same. And second of all, you need to avoid all Hachana issues. And the way to avoid all Hachana issues is by using the same food and by not saying anything, not even the Birchsa Mitzvah. Because if you say anything, and also by not going to any new locations that you wouldn't be allowed to access on the first day, because that too would be a violation of Hachana. Bezos Hashem, tomorrow night, same time, same place, we will finish up Siman Tav Tezayin, and with that, finish all of Hilchos Erevin. So we'll see you then.